You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build a social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today I have such a cool guest that I'm so excited to introduce you guys to. This is one of my good friends, Trish Taylor, who is a personal stylist and confidence coach. And she helps entrepreneurs use style as a tool so they can align what's on the outside with what's on the inside. And I also have to just celebrity drop a little bit. Trish has styled Kerry Washington and Ariana Grande and me, if we're just throwing out names and going through that list. I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much, Trish, for being here. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. And you are totally a celebrity. You know, someone said to me the other day that online entrepreneurs are the new celebrities. Mm. And I totally agree. It's so much fun styling you.
I definitely felt like that. This was the first photo shoot that we did, was fairly recently, I guess, over a week and a half ago. And I felt like that, having you pick out everything that I was going to wear and how everything came together with all the colors, and you just, it was an amazing experience, and we'll definitely get into that. But I really truly felt like a celebrity that day.
Oh, that's like music to my ears. I love that because it helps, right? That confidence really shows on your photos, and you may not have them all back yet, but I'm sure that we'll all get to see the big reveal, and it'll be so much fun to see all of this cool change and the confidence all woven through all the photos.
Yeah, absolutely. So Trish, why don't you tell our listeners exactly what it is you do? So I know I've introduced you as a personal stylist and confidence coach, but there's so much to what you do. So yeah, let's dive in.
I really, you know, first and foremost, I just want to make confidence style accessible for everybody. And that's what kind of drew me to personal styling. And that's why I said goodbye to my celebrity clients, because I really felt like we were doing, you know, the everyday woman a disservice by making style, clothing, fashion feel like it wasn't for them. And so what I help women do is just align their outside with their inside, as you said, and help them portray this image of the confident woman that they want to be using style as a tool. Because if we reframe that style can be fun, it can be easy, and you can love the way clothes look on your body right now, it becomes less scary or less frustrating in the fitting room or when you're looking at, you know, fashion campaigns and you see a size 2 model. It can feel like it's not very inclusive. And so as a personal stylist and a confidence coach, I really try to help my clients dress for the woman they want to be right now and to stop waiting to ask for all of these beautiful things to come into their life. Because when you show up confidently, like the best version of yourself, you're attracting all of this amazing energy. And we all know that as online entrepreneurs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I think before you and I started working together, I was sort of your typical, you know, social selling entrepreneur, that my closet was over 50% black. And that's what I just used to go to because I thought, well, if I can just look thinner, be more flattering because it's black, then that was my go-to. Everything I owned was pretty much black. And all of a sudden, you and I started working together, and it wasn't about trying to hide anymore, which is maybe the best analogy I can give it, is that I was just always it wasn't that maybe I was conscious of it, but now that I look at my closet and I see cheetah print and rose gold and all my brand colors, I'm like, whoa, she here. Like, you know, it doesn't feel like I'm leaning towards something because of how I think it's going to make me look on camera. I'm more in tune with my brand. I just love what you do. I think it's so important. And I think there's so many women out there that are waiting for when they feel like they look a certain way or they have enough confidence to get in front of the camera. And I mean, what you did for me, it was all of a sudden I was able to show up right here, right now, exactly with who I was. And my brand was able to be right there as one.
That is so cool. I love hearing that. And you know what's really interesting is that before you even said that you were hiding in your clothes, the way you were describing your closet, it did feel that way, right? Mm-hmm. It's all black, it's leggings, we hide behind our computer screens most of the day. And you know, you are more visible than so many of my clients in the beginning already. So many of them are nervous to step into the spotlight because as service providers or content creators, we're so used to like getting into the thick of it mm-hmm. and just providing this amazing value for our clients that when we switch the camera around to us, all of a sudden we freeze, right? Mm-hmm, and so when we're wearing all black or we're wearing clothes that are too big or we're wearing what someone else said we should wear or what that other person in our industry is wearing because we're trying to keep up, mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like us. Mm-hmm. So you saying like now you open up your closet and you're like, she here. It's true, right? It yeah. is so true. Yeah. Now you're embodying your brand. And mm-hmm. so when you are visible, you're putting out this beautiful content. It's all cohesive. So it all mm-hmm. tells this beautiful story and people really get to know you through the story of your clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that there was a part of before I knew that this was an area I needed to improve. These were some of the like sort of the telltale signs for me. I was almost waiting until I could get back where I was a couple of years ago. So I had all these pieces of clothing in my closet that I was like, okay, I'm going to get back there. So they're just going to hang out. And in the meantime, I'm just going to wear sweatpants every day. There was this transition period that made it feel very awkward because I knew that almost in a way, like sometimes our businesses grow faster than our own, how we show up does, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. People are hearing our message. They're jiving with what we're saying. But yet, you know, he said sort of behind the screen, that confidence needs to catch up. And it's a matter of how do we make that happen right now versus waiting on something else to happen that actually has no direct correlation with your value at all. Yet it's, you know, it's one of those things that tends to happen in our society for many reasons, but it's just such a cool experience to get on camera and be doing videos and just feel like I'm completely comfortable with everything that I have on.
Oh, that's so cool. You are not alone. Everybody, when they come to me or, you know, even me myself, even as a stylist, I was stuck in that waiting game too. I think when we get caught in the hustle of creating an online business, of getting more visible online, we are waiting until we hit this certain momentum or mm-hmm. we are just not worried about our clothes because honestly, mm-hmm. that feels like it should be at the bottom of our, you know, important mm-hmm. list. Our to-do list is long and that is not at the top. I get it. But what I'd like to do is help everybody make it easier to put it up to the top of the list so that you can just remind yourself every day. Because when you're getting dressed, it's like a beautiful affirmation to put it on in the morning. Like, yeah, you are worthy. Let's show up, you know, right now. Don't wait until you lose 10, 15 pounds because they'll still be here in 6 months, you know, mm-hmm. most of the time because we're just busy. And mm-hmm. so if you can give yourself this positive attention every morning, I promise you'll hit those, whatever goals they are, visibility, health goals, lifestyle, so much faster if we mm-hmm. just start surrounding ourselves with little things that make us happy every day. And putting on clothes that fit and clothes that mm-hmm. make you happy, is definitely a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really, when I think about that, the symbolism behind that experience of when we tell ourselves, you know, that that goal on the scale, that number is tied to so much of our worth and that we'll be ready to buy clothes when that happens. It always reminds me of, well, our experience, actually, Trish and I were in, I guess we're still in technically till the end of the month.
We are.
A mastermind together. And our mentor, Rick Mulready, he had a guest come on. And the way to get yourself out of those beliefs of telling yourself, like, I'll be worthy when, is to think about if you were to tell someone really important to you that that was the case for them. So for those people that have daughters or sisters or mothers, imagine telling them that they were only worthy when they hit that certain number on the scale. That would be crazy to all of us, right? But yet we treat ourselves that way. And then we tend to just act upon that. So I think this is a really beautiful way to, you know, it's starting with those small affirmations, but it's really, you know, embracing that confidence right now, which is such the beautiful thing that you help women do.
Oh, thank you. But you're right. We are so much harder on ourselves than we are on other women even, or our daughters. But you know, the really interesting thing is, even though we are kinder to others, they're watching us. Mm-hmm. They're seeing how we treat ourselves. So it's like, it's a super sad statistic, but it's 80% of 10-year-old girls think that they're fat. And so 10 years old, right? Like, where can they learn that stuff? So a lot of it starts with us as we're, you know, talking about our image and, oh, these jeans don't fit right. That, and then we attach this negative meaning to it. But if we can just practice talking a little bit more kindly to ourselves, and it's not even about putting away these goals for health or whatever it is, mm-hmm. it's just about feeling like you are already whole right now. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to go out and buy a huge wardrobe at this size or at this point in your life if you're not there yet, but you do have to have something that you can put on every day that makes you feel good at least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sort of differentiating, I think, sometimes the attachment of what is this goal and what's the real motivator? Mm-hmm. Because there's always stuff that's positive with getting yourself, you know, feeling good and, you know, sweating every day or most days, that sort of idea. But sometimes there's that also that negative attachment of deciding when to love yourself and not,
mm-hmm.
which is the unhealthy part. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So true. Because we all teach what we've been through. Right. Yes. And so I have dealt with all of these things. And so I have so much empathy for my clients, and I really am there for them because I've been through it all, the visibility, the weight, the health, all the things. And mm-hmm. so I know from personal experience, at a size 2, I was so uncomfortable with the way that my body looked and felt. You couldn't catch me in a photo. I never posted on social media. And now my life has shifted and changed. And now I'm now at a size 12, right? I am the most confident that I've ever been in my body. And that's not to say that I don't have health goals, but it's going to take a while to mm-hmm. achieve them. So you need to show up for yourself. Otherwise you just turn off again. Mm-hmm. And so I totally understand wanting to be somewhere, but having an unhealthy attachment, like you said, it makes it harder to get there. And then you're not happy when you do get there. So yeah, it's one of those things that you have to just, you just have to realign before you get there. Otherwise, you won't be happy when you mm-hmm. are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. There's, mm-hmm. I hear that, been through that story of getting to that goal and then it being empty. So mm-hmm. I guess why there's that chance of, you know, people relapsing, because they realize that when they do get there, it's not that happiness that they craved, but that self-love, mm-hmm. that self-acceptance, that's where the sweet spot is. That's where the love is.
That is the sweet spot. Totally. I love that.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to definitely ask you a couple of questions. I should have probably gotten right into this in the beginning, but whenever I get talking to you, I just get so passionate about things. So I want to talk a little bit about how you actually got started into styling, how that road has led you here. And then I have questions that I know every social seller has that I want to ask you after that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, man, it has been a long and winding road. And I think that's probably how every online entrepreneur feels. I think all the false starts and the missteps, like, we just have to take a moment and celebrate them, because it's how we niche down. It's how we serve our clients with even more authenticity. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it took me a long time to really figure out who I wanted to serve and the specific way that I wanted to do it. And I know that you and all of your beautiful people can relate to that. So I started off celebrity styling. I was chasing this big goal of red carpet styling because it's so glamorous, right? Work with all the designers. Like you said, I've worked with Ariana Grande and Kerry Washington. I've worked with Zendaya. I've worked on the VMAs. I've worked national ad campaigns. And it was all of those things, right? It was totally high profile and exciting, but I was lacking this personal connection with my clients. It was all about the consumerism, which is a beautiful thing when you can put someone in this gorgeous garment to sell it for the designers. But what I was missing is the confidence and the transformation. So I had always done personal styling on the side, and it was something that I loved, but I never gave that much time to, because I was chasing the celebrity goal. But I went back to school because I was chasing the validation of a bachelor's and a master's, right? As many of us do. And so I got my bachelor's in psychology because I loved people and I wanted to really understand, like, this inner working, this shift that happens when we show up more confidently. And then I went back for my master's in counseling. And what happened was, I got halfway through this program and I realized I wanted to coach women and I wanted to teach them how to use style as a tool. So I left the celebrity game and then I started focusing all of my efforts on online entrepreneurs, which we've just decided are the new celebrities. So did I really leave anything? I don't know. But so now I'm able to have this beautiful connection with my clients, both in my online programs and one-on-one. I'm facilitating this change and I get to watch these women show up for their big dreams, for their life. And honestly, like, the change doesn't just happen in your business. When you're this confident and you can own your story and the transformation that you then give to your clients, it trickles into, you know, all the areas of your life. And so I'm so glad that I made the shift.
I love that. And the fact that you have, I mean, with the psychology and the coaching behind you, I mean, there's just all those things in that, you know, that savings account, and then to have that, you know, obviously the style component to it. That is such, I bet you, I always say this about everyone's like this, has this like magical little unicorn. You look at those three things that you do and the background you have, there is nobody out there just like you in those things. It's such a beautiful mix and harmony of things together to help women show up as themselves and start to feel that confidence. But those three things together that you provide and offer are just so badass.
Oh,
so
my cool. Gosh. Thank you. I love that you said it's like your little savings account. That's wonderful. You're right. Because we all have that. We all have these unique things that we can bring to the table and offer. And it's what makes our services different than someone in the industry that does something very similar, you know?
Yeah, totally. Cool. And so if there's a social seller out there who may be just getting started in their business and they're, you know, maybe haven't showed up as much as they want to, but they know that this is a part of what they'll be doing, where would you suggest that they start with, I guess, the beginning blocks of thinking about how to show up on camera and maybe what sort of things they should be drawn to when they're selecting new items or pieces of clothing?
Yeah. You know, This hits close to home because I promise you guys can all scroll back to the very beginning of my Instagram and you can see there's just a huge shift. So I just feel you just have to plan your content. So for me, a really huge tool was batching my visual content, so my photos, and then also batching the written copy as well. And so it took all the pressure off because I was in my safe space planning the wardrobe, planning the photo shoot, writing the copy, and then all I had to do was mix it together. And then when you have all of this prepared, it's so much easier to jump on your stories or jump on a live because you're already feeling so confident about the message that you're putting out there. You're just basically putting an exclamation mark on it when you're going onto your stories. So I think batching your content is the best way to do it. And then in regards to the wardrobe, I always tell people to dress the body that they have right now. So buy clothing that feels good. If you feel uncomfortable in it, both in the size and the style, don't buy it because you won't wear it. And when you are getting photographed or when you're showing up on live, you're going to be fidgeting. You'll feel uncomfortable. It will show on your face. And then we all feel uncomfortable, right? Because that energy, we can feel it even through the screen. And so when you're looking for the things to wear on camera, always feel comfortable in your body and wear colors that are consistent with your branding. Try to have a background behind you that's a little bit more neutral so that you can repurpose the content and you can use it on your social media. You can use it in video. You can use it on your website. So those are three things that I think are really helpful as you're getting started, just to keep in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm. And so can you explain, just for those that may be new to this idea of batching, how would you explain batching?
Yeah. So basically, it's kind of like meal prepping, right? At the beginning of the week, or personally for myself. So I like to create batch content. So like a bunch of content every couple of months. That way I don't have to go in and think about new photo shoots, just quarterly or every 6 months. And so batching is you're creating all of this relevant material that you can use throughout the year, throughout the quarter, whatever it is, but you're taking all of the guesswork out of it. You're using your categories for social selling, right? You're using the way that you show up and you're creating all this fun content. So batching your wardrobe, you could do it all. Just plan ahead.
So it would be, if you were to sit down, I'm just going to pretend it's January 1st. I'm a social seller and I'm thinking about, okay, I've heard the episode. How do I sit down and do this? So the idea behind it is that you want to have your content written, let's say the next 30 days, we'll start with that. And eventually maybe you can move up into quarters. And if that feels overwhelming, start with your 30 days. So you're going to think about your content for those 30 days. And then after you've written that content, you would then pair it with your photos?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way I teach it, and you probably do something similar, is I create categories with my clients. So okay, whatever it is that's going to speak to them, because creating 30 days of content or more can feel overwhelming because where do we even start? If you have a through line in your business or how you serve your clients, I think that could be really helpful. So one of my categories, for example, would be like mindfulness. Mm-hmm. The other one would be style, body type, right? Body positivity. So with those three categories, I could do one post each in those categories per week. And then as I'm writing it, I'm thinking, how can I visually portray this mindfulness piece? And so what I might do is then select an outfit that looks like I could wear it to yoga or looks like I could meditate in it, and then be in a visual surrounding, like seated comfortably or with my earbuds in listening to a meditation or something like that. So what we're doing is we're painting a story with our surroundings, with our clothing, and then we're matching it to our copy.
Cool. I love that. So with your, okay, so that completely makes sense with the copy. Like you would have your different categories as a fitness, or it could be any social seller. Maybe you're in fitness, maybe you're in beauty, maybe you're in real estate, who knows, but you would have your own specific categories that you're going to post about. So having those captions ready to go. And then when you do your photos, do you do them day by day or do you batch those all? Like you would try to get all those done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to give them all done if I can. I get so wrapped up in my own client work that I'll forget to take a photo. You know, I'm really great at hopping on stories because that's so much more intimate. But when I'm creating a curated content that's going to live for a long time, I want it to be a little bit more thoughtful. And so when you're putting your categories into action, whether it be 3 or 6 in total, I teach my clients, and I abide by these rules, that I create 6 months of content at a time, and I do it with the 6 categories in mind. So I might create just 1 outfit per category or 2 outfits, but that way I have my photographer come, we take all the photos, I have all the outfits lined up, and then I just drop them into the category buckets, and then I'll pull from them as I'm then creating this content.
Okay, cool. So now I'm seeing how this completely works on the other side. So when Trish styled me for my photo shoot, we talked about all these different categories that I wanted to capture, you know, working from a coffee shop, that work freedom. Then we also did some fitness stuff and I had some different leisure wear outfits. And then we did, you know, a night out, date night, that sort of idea. So there was all these different categories of outfits that I had for the photo shoot day. So then the idea would be to take those and pull them and match them with the captions also in that category.
Absolutely. Because if you think about it, that's how people stop and actually read your post, right? Yes. Because they like what they're seeing in the photo or they are engaged in some way. It's either relatable to a topic that they want to learn about or your life looks like something that they could get behind. Or they just love the positivity, the energy that you're radiating in your photos. And so that slows the scroll enough for them to read your amazing content.
That's so awesome. I love the step-by-step action plan that can go with that. So if you're brand new and just starting out, and maybe you don't have all the things yet, maybe you don't have the photographer or, you know, the photo shoot, that is a really great place to think about definitely investing in the future. But the idea could be you could just start with your categories and pick out some different outfits. Mm-hmm. And even if it's a friend of yours or somebody that could take some nice photos, some nice natural light, depending on where you live, hopefully there's no snow. There might be though. But those photos can be really nice too if the weather
those
is
are
nice.
Great photos. Yeah. You just have to take some other seasonally appropriate photos after that.
Yes, that's true. That's true. The seasonality to things. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's awesome. That makes so much sense to be able to pull those things together. And then visually on your Instagram or on your feed, it's gonna look intentional. It goes right along with it, which is obviously genius.
I love that you said that though, because you're right. I think when we're getting started, we feel like there's so many things that we need to invest in. And so a lot of people that I talk to say, oh, I'm just not ready to hire a photographer yet. Or I don't know if I have the time or the funds to invest in that. But you're so right. Grab a friend. It doesn't need to be a huge expensive investment yet. Of course, you can work your way up to a photographer. But start now. Our iPhones have beautiful cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just, you know, I'm not lucky enough to have like an Instagram husband. He has no idea how to take photos. I tried to do it with him at first. And then I looked at these photos that he took and oh my God, they were all horrible. 30 of them with a million chins.
That's a hard dynamic to nail. The husband, oh man, it already feels like you're trying to be comfortable with the photographer. And
oh, it's so true. So yeah, so absolutely though, it does not need to be a huge investment. Mm-hmm. And you can do this with clothes that you have in your wardrobe too. Sometimes just taking a second look with this new filter, with the way that we want to be perceived, and then going back into your closet, sometimes it could be really helpful just to look at them in a new way and to just take the pressure off, you know? You're not going to be judged in this photo. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like the way that it turns out, you can always delete it. But it's a way to get started and it's a way to get comfortable because it's a muscle that we're building, right? Getting visible.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, and I love the tips that I learned sort of through the process with looking at what your brand colors are, which colors you're typically drawn to, and then being able to find those in different pieces that, because then it, that consistency in your photos, they keep seeing you. For me, it's always sort of rose gold and cheetah in different variations. The more that that is showing up on my feed in segmented sort of areas, not every picture, but you know, it sort of pulls that together as a cohesive brand experience through photos.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, we resonate with these images. And so when they see rose gold or they see this cheetah print, they're going to think of you. They're going to naturally associate you with this image. Mm-hmm. And so then you just build credibility as well. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So when we have these photos, like you said, there are more intentional, they not only look better and they paint a better picture on our websites and our social media, but they also show that they give you this expertise around your topic and they allow you to go deeper with your clients who maybe are still a little skeptical or still on the fence, but they trust you now because you keep showing up consistently over and over. They can trust that they're going to see you. Mm-hmm. And whether they know that they're seeing like cheetah or rose gold mm-hmm. or not, because sometimes it's subconscious, they're going to relate more to you on that level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that. Now, the one other area that I was super interested in, or maybe another way to say that is that it all of a sudden clicked to me as to the process of picking out clothes from certain retailers because of their return policies. And I used to always think shopping online is just not for me at all. It's, you know, it never really works out. It doesn't show up like I wanted to. I used to have sort of a bit of a hesitation around it. And what I found is that through your training and through working with you, it was all of a sudden it opened up all these different possibilities of places I never thought. How often do I go to Nordstrom? I'm in Canada, just on the border. It's, you know, it'd be like an hour and a half to go to a Nordstrom, which wouldn't be that bad, but I'm not going there every weekend or to look and see what they have. So one of the things that I really love is that, you know, really taught me about being able to look at brands that have really good return policies so you can try everything on and really see what you like. Because there were things I tried on that I would not have picked out for myself. And then I put it on and was like, whoa, like I love this. But that wouldn't have been possible with knowing the return policies and really being able to kind of touch and feel things.
Yeah. Well, I'm so grateful that you trust me through that process. Because if you're not comfortable online shopping, that could be kind of a scary thing. So thank you for that. But yeah, as you're shopping, I do recommend shopping online. Yeah. Because especially if you don't like to shop. Right? So many of us don't. Yeah. And then if you go into the store, oftentimes we are totally at the mercy of what the store has to offer. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they've run out of your size. They don't have the color that you want. The sales associate is just taking forever to get you the next size, right? We've all been in the fitting room and felt frustrated. And that's part of that style struggle. We don't want to feel that way. So if you can get comfortable shopping online, you can narrow your search with the filters too. So you can use the website shopping as a tool. Mm-hmm. So you can select high-waisted denim, dark denim, skinny jean, size this, right? So you're only looking at the things that are filtered exactly for your specifications. Mm-hmm. And then you're so right. Look at the return policies and order things that maybe you wouldn't have necessarily tried. Because now you're getting the items in the comfort of your own home. Mm-hmm. So you no longer have that horrific lighting in the fitting room. And you feel good trying it on. You've got your friend there. Maybe you've got some good music on. You're drinking something bubbly, right? It's a good experience. And so chances are you may feel more comfortable to try something that you wouldn't have tried before. Mm-hmm. And I always recommend if you're on the fence size-wise, to just order two sizes. You know, if you have the means to do that, order both sizes, try them on, wear them around the house, sit in them, move in them, see what you're actually going to feel like in your day-to-day life. Because when you go to wear those things on camera or you go to wear those at a conference or retreat, you don't want to be pulling them up every second or feeling like it's uncomfortable to sit. So shopping online, I think, can be a really wonderful experience if you are a little brave in how you order. Mm-hmm.
And what would you say are the top five best return policies or stores that you like to shop at for the return policies for that reason?
Okay. All right. I like this question. So I think it depends who I'm shopping for, what I'm shopping for, but mm-hmm. a lot of my clients will do great basics like at Nordstrom. So good denim there. They have a great return policy. I think you can return up to a year. So you could do however you like. You can mail it back. Lulu's is a great place for just filling in little pieces that are trendy. I believe in shopping high-low. Mm-hmm. So the pieces that you're going to get a lot of wear out of, your denim or like shoes, or I love blazers, so I'll invest in a blazer, you know, because I'm going to wear it all the time and I want it to last. But items that maybe are a little bit trendy, like a color that you're not sure about, or maybe a top that has sequins and you're just not going to want to wear it forever, then yeah. do something that's a little bit less expensive. That way you don't feel guilty when you're not going to wear it after that photo mm-hmm. shoot or after that season. ASOS is another great place. So ASOS.com. It's trendier pieces, the same. I also really like Spiritual Gangster has some really fun things for our athleisure. Mm-hmm. And I think those are probably my go-tos. And then they change based on my clients. So if my client is a little bit more casual, we'll do something like Madewell. They have a great return policy too. Madewell has great denim, good pieces. And then if we're doing something that's a little bit more classic, maybe we'll shop elsewhere. So it really is specifically tailored to each person. So I encourage you as a new online shopper to just try different places out. You can create a Pinterest mood board with different style options. So just don't think too much about it. Just pin the things that you're visually drawn to. And then at the end of all these pins, you're going to go back and you'll start scrolling through and you'll see this pattern, this mm-hmm. cohesive style start to come together. Mm. And then from there, you can start to branch out to different places and you'll get to see, you'll get to know the different brands and stores that hold these items.
Love it. I love the Pinterest board idea. I always do that, or I have in the past, for photo shoots, just to get a really good idea of the looks that I might be able to pull together with what I have in my closet. Yeah. But that has always really helped me with the planning out process, because that can feel challenging at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have all my clients fill out a Pinterest board and even online as well, because sometimes the way that we're describing how we want to look looks totally different to someone else. So if you're looking for someone to give you a little bit of guidance, the way you're describing it and the way they're interpreting it may be different. Right. So I think even if you're working with a photographer, a hairstylist, a makeup artist, pinning what you visually want to see is so helpful, because mm-hmm. everybody interprets it differently. So if you can have that visual aid, it will really help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Okay, so Trish, if people want to learn more about working with you and they're interested in starting with something like a batch wardrobe, can you explain to us a little bit more about that and how that learning would work?
Absolutely. I'm so excited to chat with anybody that wants to chat about style or confidence or branding. It is my favorite thing to do. So you're always welcome to come hang out with me on Instagram. I love chatting in my DMs. But I also have an online course called The Batch Wardrobe. And I actually walk people through this entire process of creating 6 months worth of content in just 6 outfits or less. So I want to show you how to demystify this whole process. So we'll create some clarity around the visual messaging that you want. We'll create these categories together that speak to your ideal clients. It will work in your personality, your values, the goals that you have in your business, because we want this all to relate. We'll talk about your branding, because you've got to have your colors down and you've got to have the actual aesthetic message that you want your clients to feel and see and think when they see you. And then I'll show you how to create these outfits with templates. So it becomes really easy. And that's really the whole goal of creating this online experience, because I want people, online business owners that are getting started, to feel like they've got this, that getting visible, stepping into the spotlight is easy. And sometimes when we have that little extra boost of confidence and we know what to wear and we feel unstoppable, it really translates.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. And I think this course is just absolutely such a great starting point for any social seller that either is getting started and wants to really start to make this, they want to go from amateur to pro, right? There's a difference. Maybe your revenue hasn't caught up there, but you need to live the part before the rest of it starts to happen. And I think this is a great place to start. It's how you show up online and how your confidence is exuded through all your posts. And then I think there are social sellers out there that have been doing this for, you know, 5-6 years. This, or working one-on-one with Trish, is such an important piece of the puzzle, because they've solidified themselves in their communities, but this is a chance to really go all in and to showcase that to their potential customers and the people that they work with. There's just a different level of professionalism that really happens when you are super intentional about how you show up on camera.
Oh, thank you for that. You're so right. It really is just a tool. And so you could be at whatever stage in the game, right? And you could take advantage of this. There's something that they always say that felt so ambiguous to me when I was getting started in the online space. All the online entrepreneur greats, show up as the woman that you want to be, right? Mm-hmm. Start operating from the place that you want to be. And I'm like, what does that mean? Yeah. Right? Like, how do I be this person when my financial goals have not been met, or I'm not on the podcast, or I don't feel comfortable showing up on live yet? How do I do that? Mm-hmm. And so I kind of cracked the code for myself by doing this process, by creating this batch content. I started to inch myself into this role that I wanted to be, right? This business that I wanted to create, even before I had really successfully created it. And so that's totally part of it when you're getting started. So this can give you the confidence you need to get over that little hump. But you're right too. You don't necessarily need to have your style all locked in to already be successful. Mm-hmm. There are people that build beautiful, authentic communities who don't have this piece of the puzzle yet. Mm-hmm. But it is a really excellent tool. So it's just up leveling, right? We're just taking it to the next level. I like to say we're scaling in style.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Well, it's interesting too, because I think that social sellers, we tend to invest very heavily into our personal development, which is so important. This is just a different variation of that, but it's everything to do with how you show up online to your people, or in person, or, you know, it's that immediate energy transfer that happens. And I think it's an important piece of the development puzzle for sure.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's so interesting that you say that, because I realized that as well this last year, investing in health coaches, or like you said, mindset, up leveling your business in this way requires so much personal development. Yeah. And any of the coaches that you work with, they're just teaching you a different modality. And so when you work with me, I teach you through style. And so it's just a different way to communicate, right? What we want to see, what we want our clients to see. And so it's just a fun way. It becomes fun. Mm-hmm. Something that hadn't been fun in the past, right? That's been frustrating. You don't like to shop. You don't like the way you look in your clothes. Your closet, it's a little scary when we walk into it, but this can be fun. And so I think that taking the stress out of getting dressed every day, the stress out of preparing for a photo shoot or going live or getting visible, that's the most fun part, because you can tangibly see the difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can definitely feel it. That is for sure. Like, I think not only can you, there's proof in all the pictures and videos, whatever it is you're creating, or Facebook Lives, but there's that difference in feeling, which I think, you know, as an entrepreneur, it's invaluable. How do you level up and feel better and better? And how do you get more and more confident? You know, that mindset stuff for entrepreneurs is just so crucial. So to be able to wrap your hands around one piece of it and level that up, it's just one piece of that puzzle getting you to your goals and where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had no idea getting into this online space, right? As an online entrepreneur, I'd be working on my mindset so much.
I know.
I thought I had a little bit of that on lock, you know, with my psychology and counseling background, but it's just a whole new level when you're working for yourself and you're helping your clients through these transformations too. So any mm-hmm. little extra love you can give to yourself will just boost you up so you can serve them better.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Trish, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Now, for the people that are going to reach out to you, where is the best place to do that? Where can they find you?
Oh, that's amazing. I would love to connect. You can come hang out with me on Instagram, Trish Taylor Styling. Just send me a DM or you can take my free quiz and you can see how you can show up more confidently in your brand style.
Okay, so Trish, for those that are going to jump off this podcast and go right to your quiz, where can they find it?
They can just go right to Instagram. Just click that link in the bio and you'll see my quiz right there ready for you to take.
Love it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Trish, for being on the podcast. It was such a pleasure to have you. And thank you so much for all the style advice.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure connecting with you and your beautiful tribe. I cannot wait to get to know you all better.
Thank you so much. If you're ready to go 100% in building the business of your dreams, I'd love for you to apply at ashleyshaw.ca/mastermind. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I'll see you right back here for the next episode on Social Selling Simplified.